this representative in at this time.
Okay, general public comment. This is your opportunity to take 1 minute to address us on any items not on today's agenda. Again, 1 minute, items not on the agenda. Guess Charlie Fisher.
Okay, I put in a card. I thought it was for later. Okay, a couple of items. Number one, Anthony Eagle Ortega is right here too. And we're talking about the mural over at Avenue 61. As some of you may be aware, it's been vandalized. Specifically, the picture of Cesar Chavez has been painted out a couple of times. And Anthony would like to make some changes on the mural. And I'm going to let him talk about those. But so far, they say, oh, we can't make changes. Well, we can't keep having it vandalized either. Anyway.
Hello, I'm Anthony Ortega, and I'm one of the original muralists. I've been, met some people from the Heritage Commission that designated the mural for a historic landmark or cultural heritage landmark. And at the present time, the mural's been defaced due to the rising concern of Cesar Chavez, who has faced sexual allegations. And we understand if we continue to, as we saw within 24 hours of when he was, when the news media outlets grabbed the story, send it out to the world that he is a charged with these sexual allegations. Within 24-hour span, buildings were renamed, murals were defaced, and we continue to see statues that were knocked down.
Pardon me, mentioned that was time.
And pardon me,
that was when.
No, would like to try to make changes on this mural, and if any, if possible, it would be maybe use the image still. But at the same time, put like a dark shadow behind the person's face, saying this, there's a dark side to this individual.
Okay, thank you for your comments. I believe staff is aware of this issue and is pursuing, you know.
Yes, President Milofsky, staff has been in contact with Kathy Gallegos, who has kind of represented herself as representing the mural. And I think she may be in contact with the artist. To date, we have not seen an exact proposal. I think they were also looking for funding from Council District 1 to help assist with making alterations to the mural.
Great, thank you.
Okay, I have one other item. The other day,
pardon the interjection, you have your time used up already.
Well, this is a second item.
You've got 2 minutes, Charlie.
Yeah, because this is kind of an important one. Aware of
okay.
Charlie, if I could suggest maybe submit something in writing to the commission office.
Well, I've already submitted stuff to the office. I wanted to make sure the commission was aware of the situation. There are fraudsters out there, and they tried to charge Paul Greenstein a bunch of money for the processing.
Oh, President Milofsky, this is related to something the department has been experiencing. There's these AI-generated invoices that are completely false. And I know the commission office has interacted with that. So staff is aware of it. I don't know what the department is doing globally to warn people, but hopefully people are taking caution if they get these outrageous invoices that are completely false.
Great. Thank you. Thank you, Charlie.
Okay, thank you.
All right, moving on to item number 4. The appointment of Elena Bugoff as member at large of the Carthay Circle, South Carthay, and Carthay Square Historic.
Pardon the interruption, President.
Your term.
Commission President Milofsky, yeah. We did not take Zoom general public comment.
Oh.
And we haven't closed it.
Okay.
No, we need to close public comment.
Oh. Yeah. So let's close general public comment. Are there any hands raised?
Ari Brisky, for the record, there are no hands raised for general public comment.
Okay. Thank you. All right, back to Elena Bugoff. for a four-year term.